This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs and I'm ready to go. I'm alert and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code BACHELOR for 15% off your subscription order.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today. I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click be the first to try, and then select take our quiz.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Bachelor Happy Hour. We have an extremely special episode for you right now. We have the man himself, the Golden Bachelor. Gary is here. Gary, how the hell are you?
I'm doing better now than I was this morning. There was a little bit of panic early on, but much better now. Thanks for asking.
Okay, what do you do when you start panicking? Do you have any breathing techniques?
Well, after I run out of peanut butter M&Ms, I'll just pretty much go to anything. I'll nervous eat.
Okay. You're a snacker. You're a nervous snacker.
Yeah, I am.
I'll tell you what, I've done a decent amount of interviews on this podcast and the prior one before, and I'm nervous for this one. I don't know. You know, this is a big
it's new territory. You know, we've had Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, but you are the first ever Golden Bachelor ever to exist and for us to interview. So this is super exciting for us as well.
Well, thanks for that. That's pretty sweet of you. So I'm excited for it as well. This is one of the rare times I've ever been on a podcast. No, wait, I've never been on a podcast.
This is your first one?
Oh, yeah, this is it. This is the first one.
Well, welcome. So, we're just going to have a great chat today. We want to get to know you better. We want our listeners to get to know you better. And we just want to show everyone why they should be so excited to watch your season, which is coming up.
Yes. And before we jump into it, I'm Joe and this is Serena. And we met on Bachelor in Paradise. So how familiar are you with the Bachelor franchise and all the shows?
Well, I do remember the two of you from your episode. I probably wasn't as religious a watcher back then, but I've become more and more of a routine to watch. I'm pretty, I'm pretty hooked now.
Well, yeah, now you got to be. Are you from Indiana?
I'm not from Indiana. I spent most of my life in Iowa along the Mississippi River, and when my wife and I were talking about retiring, we wanted a house on a lake to be the interesting destination for our kids to come back to. So that's what brought us to Indiana. Plus, my dad lives in Fort Wayne, so I can still look over him a little bit.
Okay. I'm from Chicago. You go often? Ever been?
Oh, yeah. My career took me there a number of times. My oldest daughter lives in Yorkville, which is west of Chicago. Okay. So, yeah.
And what was your career? What did you do?
Early on, I was a restaurant owner and operator. And it was nothing glamorous. It was fast food. Okay. And then I sold my business and spent the rest of my career in food distribution. And that's what took me to Chicago a number of times. I worked with salesmen and did sales training and so forth.
Nice, nice. And how old were you when you and your wife got together?
When we first met, I think we were a sophomore in high school.
Wow.
We didn't start hanging out or dating until I was a senior in high school. But yeah, it goes back to 1969, 1967, a long time ago.
So you don't have much experience in dating, do you?
I have very little experience in dating. And you know, it's not something you can do on the run. You need a little bit of a primer with it. And it's been, you know, a tough process for me, I got to admit.
Yeah.
So is that what led you to decide to be the Golden Bachelor? You're like, this is a little too tough. So let's just do all 30 women at once. And then we'll just fast track the process to finding a wife.
And we'll do it on TV too.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was about 3 years ago and I wasn't dating anyone. And at that time, I hadn't developed the good circle of friends that I have now. You know, I have a really good group of friends now, but we were kind of watching The Bachelor, Bachelorette, and by we, I mean my daughters. And we'd text back and forth and, you know, we'd mac on somebody and so forth. And the ad for the Senior Bachelor came on and I looked at it and my girl said, well, give it a try. And like I said, it was like I had nothing going socially. Kind of probably feeling sorry for myself a little bit. And I answered it. And, you know, I got a call back. I had a few Zoom calls and so forth. Well, and of course, then it died because of COVID. So.
Okay. So, yeah, I guess this has been going on. Once COVID hit and it kind of just like died down, did you think that was it?
I did. Yeah. In fact, I recall, you know, kind of waiting and waiting. And I had a phone number for one of the producers at that time. And I finally sent him one last message. And I included a picture. And I said, who wants to be the first Senior Bachelor? This guy. And I think the message back was something like, okay, we've all been released from responsibility. It doesn't look like the project is going to happen now. And that was it.
Got it.
Then fast forward 2+ years to February of this year when I get a call. And I mean, that one was out of the blue.
Yeah.
But anyway, I get the call. Are you still interested? And at first I said, no, as I'm over it, I'm good to go. I'm fine. And the conversation kind of, quite honestly, I didn't want to hang up. I wanted to see, you know, how the conversation would develop and evolve. And lo and behold, I probably was pretty easy to be talked into it. You know, so that was the slippery slope first step.
So you got produced.
it's a once in a lifetime, incredibly unique opportunity. So if you're an experiential person, it's understandable that you're like, okay, you know, I'm kind of over this, but at the same time, like, tell me more.
Oh, that's exactly what it was. And then, you know, I recall hanging the phone up. I mean, I remember exactly in the house where I was and so forth. And I hang the phone up and I go, what did I just do? And then with every passing moment, I got more and more excited about the possibility. And then, of course, as things happened, you know, phone calls and interviews and Zoom calls and everything. I mean, it's just really, it's ramped up day by day by day.
Oh, yeah, because you're investing more and more time into it and it starts to become more and more real. And you're like, wow, maybe I will be the Golden Bachelor. And here you are.
Yes, yes. I think the time between that phone call and subsequent meetings and so forth to the time that I actually got the news officially from Jesse Palmer, and it was Memorial Day morning, that was the most difficult period of this whole thing, because you don't know, is it a yes? Is it a no? Should I just give up hope? Should I keep hanging on? The emotions are just all over the place for that couple of months.
So how are you? Well, I have so many questions for you. Like, first of all, you look fantastic. What are you doing? Are you going to the gym? Are you doing like cold dips? Like, what's your routine?
Yeah, no, I drink a lot of beer. I eat peanuts. I stay up late. I don't. No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, wow, that's the secret.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think the real secret is genetics. But I was a marathon runner, you know, high school, college athlete. I try to eat well, but I fail a lot at that, you know. But I think it's just in general trying to stay healthy. Okay. I probably spend 10 hours a week playing pickleball. So that burns off a lot of energy.
You're definitely going to get, you're going to get some social media deals for pickleball for sure. That is definitely coming your way. Okay. So how are you prepping to date 30 women?
Wow. That's a really good question. And I have given it a lot of thought. I mean, it's almost, you can't get away from it. But I think the thing that I spend a lot of time doing is trying to figure out what are the good questions to ask that will reveal character and reveal whether or not someone is genuinely a high energy competitive person. Or, you know, really important is how close are they to family? You know, I've dated a few women along the way, and it's very revealing when someone doesn't have good, friendly ties with their children. It's like it really manifests in a number of negative ways. So
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today.
Beachbound Vacations perfect beach finder quiz makes it so easy to find your perfect beach. It will match you with a personalized list of resorts that check all your boxes after asking you just 5 simple questions.
I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation. The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, do you like to hang at the pool or the beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click be the first to try, and then select take our quiz.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
So that's kind of in terms of people's character, what's important to you. Do you have like a type in terms of physical appearance or something specific that you're looking for other than like strong family values?
I guess I kind of do. I would want someone that in their own way is fit. If they're tall or short, those kind of things don't matter. It's, are they using the most or getting the most out of their physical attributes? Are they pushing themselves? Are they refusing to give up?
If your wife's looking down on you now, what do you think she would say?
I think she would be very pleased. I have a picture of her in my walk-in closet. So every night I'm in there and I see her picture. It's the only one now that I have in the house. And in the mornings, I see her picture and, we talk. I'll make a brief comment or, sometimes that talk is silent. But here lately in the last couple of months, my question for her is always, so what do you think of this? Am I doing the right thing? And I really have strong positive feelings about it. I think she would be very happy. I think she's probably seen me fail at a number of attempted relationships and dating. And I really think she would be approve of this. It's positive. It's energetic. It's a way of communicating and finding the connection with a number of people, but specifically one special person. I'm pretty confident.
Nice.
Yeah. She would want you to find your pickleball partner.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be great.
I love that. And I think that's such a healthy outlook. And I mean, I think you're going to find your person. How about friends? Now I know you got to have some 70-year-old guy friends who are like, think you're the luckiest man in the world right now.
Yeah, there's a few.
Any bad advice? I want to hear some bad advice from those friends. What are they saying?
Some of that bad advice I can't put on the air. It's so bad.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair. It is a family show to an extent.
Yeah.
Let's go daughters then. How about your daughters and grandkids? What are they saying?
Oh, they are over the top supportive of this. Yeah. The experience of having them in Los Angeles with me a couple of weeks ago when I was doing the promotions and so forth. I mean, we'd laugh and we'd cry, and it was just an amazing, amazing experience. And today, I have two daughters. One is our granddaughters. One is 21, one is 16, and they're very adept at finding comments and the things online. And so they're firing me stuff nonstop about the things that are being said. And it's hilarious, but they are loving it. And, my two daughters, then, of course, they're a little bit older. I have one that's 40 and 46, and, they're sort of in between. So they're getting some of the online stuff, but an awful lot of feedback from their personal friends. So that is genuinely part of the fun of this experience is seeing all the people that are my close circle having so much fun with it.
Yeah.
I'm pleasantly surprised that there's been almost no jealousy about it. No one's saying, I wish it was me, and mentally wishing, you know, that I wasn't in that spot. Everybody is so positive and supportive.
That's great.
That's great. That's something that people don't talk about that much going on the show. And it has been something that I experienced, I know you experienced, is it really just brings people together. Like your circle of friends and family really surround around you and they get excited about it and they want to be involved. And it is really fun for not just you and your journey, but all the people in your life to get to enjoy and celebrate as well.
There's a little story that I think really epitomizes, you know, what we're talking about here. But I have a neighbor whose husband passed away last November. And we were outside last Saturday. They were having a memorial for him. She's 80 years old and was feeling kind of bad. And literally, it was 6 years ago on that Saturday that I took my wife to the hospital when she never came home. And we had a good cry, you know, hugged it out a little bit, had a good cry. About 3 hours later, she calls and she goes, my daughter is here. My daughter-in-law is here. Can we come over and have our picture taken with you?
There you
go. And so we're doing selfies. I wish I could show you the sequence of three, because there's three women and me in the first picture, kind of normal. And then in between that picture and the next, I turn to her and I say, just give me a little kiss right here. And as she does, I turn. And so we kissed. And then the last picture, her face is lit up and busting out with laughter. And it was really a great experience to watch her have a bad morning and then a great morning because of the Golden Bachelor experience. So yeah, it was fun.
That's amazing. It's bringing people together in your life. It's going to bring people together on the show to hopefully find a second chance at love. So there's lots to be excited about.
Also, you better stop kissing women right now.
Yeah, no more kissing your neighbors.
Yeah, stop.
You got a lot of women
again,
getting.
Right?
I'm going to reread my contract because I don't think that's in there.
You're right, actually.
What? Can you tell us, like, what is an ideal date for you right now?
Oh, I think an ideal date is focused heavily on conversation, because I'm kind of thinking we're talking an early date, a first date, something like that, where, you know, we can talk about priorities. We can talk about whether or not the person is interested in being married. You know, there's many women of my age that look at marriage and say, you know, it's kind of a complication. Do we need to be married to be committed to each other? And it's an interesting thought. I would want that day to include some activity so that I would know that we could engage together. It'd be nice if there was an activity where I would know how well we would work as a unit. A pickleball date or a golf date would be great. I think those kind of things are pretty revealing of people's character. So
I gotta come out to Indiana and play you in a little pickleball. I'm pretty good myself. So.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't want to mislead you. I'm not sure we're good. We're just all about the same level, so we have a heck of a good time being competitive with each other.
Joe is hyping himself up.
Yeah,
Gary,
you'll probably beat
you
me.
Can definitely beat him at pickleball.
Oh no.
So going into this process, what are you the most excited about and what are you the most nervous for?
I'm really most excited for that first night when I get to see all of the women and get a first impression. That is really a moment that I think, you know, sort of sets the tone mentally for me.
Sure.
And then what I'm most nervous about, you know, people have asked me so many times, are you nervous? That, and I've said, no, I'm really not. That I'm beginning to think I'm super naive and I need to be more nervous. But I'm more nervous about stepping on a rake and breaking my nose here at home than I am anything about the show. it doesn't make me nervous. It makes me excited. I feel energized. I can't wait, of course, but I'm not feeling too nervous about it.
I feel like that's a good thing, because as much as, you know, maybe you just don't know what you don't know, like, I'm sure there's things that are going to come up that make you nervous that you just couldn't expect. It definitely just means you're going to go into it with like an open mind, an open heart, enthusiasm. And I feel like that's the best way to go into it. Whereas you're not overthinking it too much. You know, I feel like people get really nervous when they really overthink it. You know, at the end of the day, you're just trying to find love, and that should be fun.
Yes. I kind of want life to slow down. I want to enjoy every moment. I want to be able to make a mental note or write in a logbook at night some of the high points of the day and remember those moments. And if I can do that, it'll be pretty fun.
That's great. Yeah. You're not going to get nervous. You're a confident man, and you got enough experience. So I'm not worried about you.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today.
Beachbound Vacations' perfect beach finder quiz makes it so easy to find your perfect beach. It will match you with a personalized list of resorts that check all your boxes after asking you just 5 simple questions.
I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation. The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, do you like to hang at the pool or the beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click be the first to try, and then select take our quiz.
Snag a job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
We're going to jump in. Gary, we're going to play a game. Before we do you have any questions for us? Because we did fall in love on the show.
We did. We're married now. We've been together just over 2 years. We got engaged just over 2 years ago, and then we got married in the fall, and we have our wedding coming up in September.
How long after the show did you realize you were the right people for each other?
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. So my answer to that would be, I mean, obviously we left the show believing we were the right people for each other. We got engaged on it, but you know, you hit the real world and there's still new tests and experiences to go through. And I went and stayed with Joe for 10 days and we had to hide because no one could know we were together. So I was basically stuck in his apartment with him for 10 days straight. And
we got caught the first day.
Yeah, that's a whole other story. And when I left after the 10 days to go back home, I was so sad to be leaving. We'd had the best time. I couldn't get enough of him. And that's when I knew. I was like, yeah, I've made the right decision. You know, this works just as well in the bachelor world as it does in the real world.
That's awesome. I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Joe, how would you answer the question?
I feel like I knew on the show, but then, you know, you have to test it once you step into the real world. And it was in that 10-day period where I was like, okay, this is going to work, or I believe this has a really good chance. And all my feelings that I felt on the show were as real as they are now. Like, and it's, you know, you just have to be like, just, you're an honest guy, just be yourself. And I believe you will find your match in the person that's also being honest. And that's really all you need. You just need two people that are being themselves and that will click.
Yeah, because when we left the show, there was no surprises on like finding out he wasn't who he said he was or wasn't acting how he usually acts because we're on a TV show. And that is what made it so easy to fall in love with each other on the show and then just have our love grow and get even better off the show.
What the comments you've just made, I will hold close and certainly remember as I go forward.
Good, good. And also another comment I'm going to make, and this is important, download Instagram because you will get some pickleball deals. Okay. before we let you go, we're going to play a quick game, rapid fire, first thing that comes to your head.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
There's nothing tough here. It's all just fun.
Fun questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is the first thing you do when you wake up?
Brush my teeth.
How do you like your pizza?
Thick crust, Detroit style.
Interesting. Nice. Best dating advice you ever received?
Best dating advice I ever received? Go slow.
What is your go-to cocktail?
Vodka and cranberry.
Who is one person, living or not, that you would like to have dinner with?
Sandra Bullock.
Ah, why Sandra Bullock?
Well, I think she's hilarious. She emotes that she has good character and good values, and she's reasonably age appropriate.
Well, maybe she'll make a guest appearance on your show.
Is she your celebrity crush?
No, she's probably not. She's like the more sincere person that I would like to speak with or be with on a date or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Who's your celebrity crush?
Penelope Cruz.
Nice. Yeah. That's a nice one.
She's a good celebrity crush.
There you go. All right. What is one word or phrase that your friends use to describe you?
Good listener.
Do you have any bad habits?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I do. Let me think. Bad habits. Yeah, I think about eating sweets way too much at bedtime, and I do it.
Do you?
So, oh, yeah. I'd love to eliminate that, but I start thinking about dessert the minute I have my first bite of dinner. So,
Joe's a very big frozen yogurt fan, so he can relate to that because the minute we start dinner, he's like, I wonder if I'll order Pinkberry tonight.
Yeah.
Oh. See, if the property next door was available, I would promote putting a Dairy Queen right there and I'd be there every day.
Oh my gosh, that would be dangerous.
Love that. What is your go-to karaoke song?
Ooh, I've never done karaoke. I need to get a karaoke song. I don't have one.
Well, the show just got a great date idea.
There you go.
So get ready.
You're going to have a karaoke date now.
Get ready. If you could visit anywhere in the world, where would you go?
Anywhere in the world, I think it would be Iceland, Reykjavik, Iceland.
Okay. Iceland? Why Iceland?
I probably don't have a good reason. I just think that would be a great place to go. And
I agree.
What's your favorite place in the world you've been?
That I've been? I think I enjoyed Hawaii more than anywhere else.
I've always wanted to go to Hawaii and we almost were going to go there on our honeymoon, but we're not, but it's still on my like bucket list. I have to go.
Yeah.
Well, that's great, Gary. We are honestly, I cannot wait to watch you. I cannot wait to watch this show. We're so happy for you.
Thanks, you guys. This was a real pleasure to meet the two of you.
Our pleasure. This was amazing.
Oh, thanks.
I can't wait.
You're such a star. You're definitely going to find love. I know it. I feel it. I'm so excited for you.
I hope that's the case, because that's the whole point of all of this, is to find the right person for me.
Yes.
You know, I had such a wonderful wedding or marriage that I want to find the next right person for me. You know, being in the fourth quarter of life, you don't want to give up.
Yeah.
So hopefully it happens. I'm very optimistic. So
I'm optimistic for you. It's going to be great.
Just don't treat these women like they're flavors at Dairy Queen.
But enjoy yourself. You're going to have so many beautiful women. Enjoy yourself.
Bachelor Nation, thank you guys so much for tuning in. And make sure to tune in this fall to watch Gary's journey.
Yes. And as always, you can catch new episodes of Bachelor Happy Hour dropping this week. Gary, thank you so much. And everyone, thanks for listening. Bye, everyone.
Goodbye, everybody. And thank you so much.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today. I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click be the first to try, and then select take our quiz.
There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase, because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.